We're going to be putting on a fairly sizable and family-friendly outdoor event, which will take place at the field at the bottom of the village as you come from Harborough, from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 5, and it will be mainly a traditional village fete, but it will include a special Jubilee children's lunch, with lots of entertainment for children, lots of stalls and games to play that all have a Jubilee and royal theme. We've got some armed forces displays, and we've got the Harborough cadets coming. And then from 5 o'clock onwards, we'll have live music with local artists and villagers performing. And we've been very fortunate to secure the Stereophonics, which is a tribute act to the Stereophonics, and they're actually a local group as well. And there'll be a bar running and refreshments as well. And food in the evening, as well as in the daytime for the adults too. So, we're quite excited about it. It's the first time we've put on something this big in East Anglia for quite a long time, and it's really brought the village together. It's not just open to people in the village. Everybody's welcome. If you want your child to take part, or would like your child to take part in the picnic lunch, which is at 1 o'clock, and you're not from the village, you will need to register, which is available on an email through the eastfarnham.org website. All the details are on there, and there may be a small surcharge of £2. Incidentally, the lunch is being funded by one of the local charities of the village, which we are raising money for as part of the event. So there are three charities that we're going to be looking to raise money for the event.
Brilliant. And I know a lot of work's been going on behind the scenes to plan this. I mean, I don't know when it all started, but it certainly sounds like it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, we started planning October, November last year, and it's sort of obviously it's coming to its climax now. But there's about 12 of us organising, and we've been meeting once every few weeks, and now we're meeting every week as we lead up to it. So we're just fingers crossed that there's going to be good weather on the Saturday. I know there's lots of things happening in Harborough. People have closed streets, and they're going to have street parties. I think it's a really nice way for different communities and different streets to kind of get to know each other more than anything, because sometimes you don't really know who your neighbours are. So this is quite an exciting weekend of events that will bring lots of communities across the country together, but particularly in the Harborough and Farndon area. And we're looking forward to it, very much looking forward to it.